Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. It is 6:02. Hello to you. Good time to review your home and auto insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. And a question of communication. Yes, that's where we start. I don't even know what inning it was. I don't even know what the score was. And that ain't the story. The story is Rodolfo Castro just making his way back to the Buccos. Rodolfo Castro is a man who's trying to take third base. Yes, he is. And as he's in the middle of a Pirates loss, this from the Arizona TV people.
Castro slides into third. Castro slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first. And there's Adam Hammer. Dude, your phone is down. Hey, right there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to play it three times, but I hit the wrong button. Nonetheless, the sentiment is there. Rodolfo Castro, in a moment that will be, and it's just made for Twitter, made for the internet, made to be blasted all over social media, his iPhone flew out of his pocket as he was sliding headfirst into third base. He wasn't immediately aware of the valuable possession he'd left on the base pass, but Adam Hamari, who they allude to as the third base umpire, he kind of nonchalantly points and he's like, my man, your cell phone fell out of your pocket somehow. Mike Ribello, the third base coach, picks it up and hands it to Castro. Now, Castro, after the game, and this from the Post-Gazette, explained that he kept his sliding mitt in his back pocket at all times after he gets dressed. He'd forgotten pregame, he'd put his phone in his back pocket. Then he put the sliding mitt over top of it, so he's got two things in his back pocket. He goes out for BP, goes out for the game. He never checked it again, as if he didn't sit down and feel it lumpy in his pocket,
yeah.
Right? So he said, I just remember getting dressed, putting my pants on, getting something to eat, using the restroom. Never did it cross my mind that I still had my cell phone on me. I went out there, put my sliding pad in my pocket, never felt my phone. I just went out there, and what happened happened. To be honest with you, I don't think there's any professional ball player that would ever go out there with any intentions of taking a cell phone. It's horrible what happened to me. Obviously, it wasn't very, it was very unintentional. I didn't do this in any way, shape, or form on purpose. It's something I didn't even know I had on me. Obviously, coming right back, getting caught up again my first day back, if I was to be the center of attention, I wouldn't want it to be helping the other team win, but never in this form. This is definitely something that was an accident, a mistake, something I'm going to learn from, but definitely something that I didn't mean to happen. The absurdity here.
Crazy.
You know, I seem to think, and I remember this, you know, there are these big placards and signs. I don't know if you're allowed to have a communication device like that in the dugout. Mm-hmm. So they didn't take it off him or anything. But it got me to thinking this. Is there anywhere you go that you don't have your cell phone? You know, the baseball field, you're really not allowed because you're kind of playing in a game. I guess we all have a laugh about this. And why so serious? I mean, seriously, you have a laugh about it. But it's so piracy. Guys yeah. running back to home plate last year. You know, Brian Hayes missing first base. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those another.
Add it to the list.
Only the Pirates, right?
It's crazy. And you're right. People are going to make a whole lot more out of it than they should. Like, oh, this is exactly what's wrong with baseball and society and the Pittsburgh Pirates. In a nutshell, Rodolfo Castro's phone in his back pocket. I don't know if I totally buy his story about, like, accidentally leaving it in his pocket. I'd like to know how many guys actually take their phones out to the dugout with them, because that's something that I just would not do if I were in that position. But, like, let's not make a mountain out of a molehill here. I think, to your point, Colin, let's to have a good laugh about it, because this isn't a team that's in the pennant race. We're not gonna go. We're not gonna lose sleep over this one. It's just, you're right though. It's another thing you add to the list, and it's just so piratesy.
Yeah, like it's like, do we believe that story? I don't really believe that story. I think he was out there taking selfies or taking a TikTok, doing something of that nature. I got fined one time when I was playing the NFL for checking my phone at halftime.
Well, I don't believe
in my locker.
See, I believe the honest mistake. Like, I actually do believe his story. Yeah. I don't believe he took it out there on purpose, because I don't believe any player would, especially a young player like that that's just trying to make his way in baseball. But it just looks so ridiculously funny that it flew out of his pocket.
I love the contrition and remorse from Rodolfo Castro after the game. He is more remorseful over this than Pete Rose has been about anything in his life, than Lenny Dykstra has been about anything in his life.
Barry Bonds,
Roger Clemens. He's like, nah, man, I ain't used steroids. And this guy's phone falls out. I'm so sorry. I'm a young player. I'm trying to make an impact. This is not how I... Rodolfo, you're good.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's acting like he's in front of Congress.
Well, I'd be nervous, too. I mean, you get an opportunity, and then that happens.
I do wonder, though, if he'll get fined by Major League Baseball for having a communications device.
That's a serious question that's
worth
asking, yeah.
Because especially after the Astros stuff and all that, you know, they will start at the top down and say, and assume there was something nefarious going on, and then go from there.
Well, I mean, if you're only allowed to have certain communication devices in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe they've got to be like the team-issued iPads or whatever you may use to send signals, the pitch comm,
right,
to the catcher who sends it to the pitcher. You know, so having an iPhone in the dugout, it probably is a violation of some sort. And again, if I were in that position, I wouldn't even be taking my phone out to the dugout, right, or out for BP. Like, once I go to work, I go to work, and my phone stays in my locker, I would think. But
Ron Cook's never voting for him for the Hall of Fame now.
No way.
You can forget about that, Rodolfo Castro. He's never going to get those Hall of Fame votes.
This from the CBA. The use of electronic equipment during a game is restricted. No club shall use electronic equipment, including walkie-talkies and cellular telephones, to communicate to or with any on-field personnel, including those in the dugout, bullpen, field, and during the game or in the clubhouse.
Mm. Yeah. So, again, he will claim innocence and naivety, and I actually believe him. I do. Because here's the thing. The Pirates are 150 games back. They're playing Arizona. I didn't look at the standings. Where's Arizona?
They're not
same
very
place,
good either, I don't
right?
think. Yeah.
I don't know what advantage he's trying to get, or how everywhere you're on a camera. So if you're using a cell phone, someone's going to catch you using the cell
phone.
If
Rodolfo Castro and the Pittsburgh Pirates are using cell phones for cheating, they're doing it all wrong. It's not working. So, yeah, people are going to kind of go in that direction today in some spots, I can tell. But it is. It's an honest mistake probably by a young guy who will probably never live it down. He'll always be the guy whose cell phone fell out of his pocket as he dove into third.
Which isn't a bad thing. I mean, with people and guys wanting to enhance their brand, now people know who he is. I mean, I barely knew who he was until tonight or last night.
I can also tell
you. Get that cricket endorsement.
That it will be generational, right? That what's going to happen is people who are 50 and above will say, oh my gosh, straighten your hat up. Why? Tighten your pants.
Yep.
Go on, I need to see your sanitary socks on. Put
those
your hat
look like
on
pajamas.
Straight. Why do you got it over your ears, your hat? And now you got a cell phone on there. And people who are under 30 years old or under even 50 years old will pretty much say, you know, what's the big deal? Guy made a mistake. Everybody got a cell phone everywhere. Jeez, relax. Act like you've been there before. That's what the people who are over 50 will say. Act like you've been there before. Ted Williams didn't need a cell phone.
You know baseball's got a problem.
I seen Pie Trainer. Not the field at North Park. I seen Pie Trainer. The real Pie Trainer. He didn't need a cell phone. Hell, he rode three trains to get to Chicago to play in a wool uniform.
The games are so long that players are looking at their phones now in the dugout.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours long. I'm going to search Instagram during the game.
Yes, but anyway, do you think that Major League Baseball will conduct an investigation? That's another question.
No.
I think you mentioned it earlier. They might fine them. You know,
yeah.
Don't have a device in the dugout. Certainly not on the field of play.
Yeah.
So yeah, there will be a fine. There will be a reprimand. But I again, if Rodolfo Castro just inadvertently blew the doors off a giant pirate's iPhone cheating scandal, I'd be ludicrously shocked because they're not doing it
right.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to waste your time trying to investigate something that is not even worthy of being investigated.
Well, how about this? The Yankees were fined $100,000 for improper use of the dugout phone just this year.
How much?
$100,000.
Wow. Were they calling back to the replay room when they shouldn't have? How was that? What happened there? What are the particulars? Do you know?
I'm reading.
Okay. As you're reading, I'm watching this again. I can't. I thought, you know, the umpire would take it. I really did. After I saw this and watched the replay a couple different times, I think that if it's as big a deal as some will make it out, and again, I just get a laugh out of it, the umpire pointed to it and then allowed him to pick it up and put it in his pocket. I thought that he would take it.
Well, maybe
and confiscate
it. Maybe he would think that he was a part of the investigation if he touched the.
Well,
evidence.
Yeah, but he's officiating the game, yeah.
Essentially.
I mean, and then
he's got to take the offending device.
How many referees are
confiscated?
Doran, they go and they check people for
substances
well, every inning, but after the first inning.
Like, this will be later today.
But like a betting one. I mean, like, you know how referees got in trouble with betting, you know, a long time ago. I don't know.
This could, later in the day, when this thing starts to cycle through, like, the debate shows
right.
And the hot take shows on ESPN and Fox, you will have people making the point, and they're not entirely wrong, that if this were the Yankees or the Astros or the Red Sox or even a team that doesn't have a history of getting knocked for stuff like this but was in contention, the Mets, for example, that it would be a much bigger deal than it's going to be because it's the Pirates. And a lot of people are going, it's the Pirates. But then people will bounce back and say, well, just because it's the Pirates doesn't mean we shouldn't care.
Because the Yankees were under investigation for giving out signals, that's why they wound up getting fined. So they got fined this year $100,000 retroactively back to 2016 when it was found that the Yankees were using the phone to convey signals for the opposition. So
now,
that's why the Yankees were fined.
Apple sure as hell doesn't need the Pirates to push their marketing endeavors. But if, you know, it would be incredible to see this in the next iPhone montage commercial. I mean, it's honestly. Or
who's the official wireless provider of MLB T-Mobile?
Yes. This guy.
Our signal gets. It covers everywhere.
If the Pirates were good, Rodolfo Castro should be on Walnut Street as soon as they get off the road signing autographs at that store or at Ross Park Mall. If people wanted Rodolfo Castro's autograph,
the phone appears to have held up. Too.
That's the other thing, right? You know what you are now? Right now, if you are one of those companies that make like the cases, like those rubber cases, you try to strike a deal with Rodolfo Castro.
Yeah.
Hey, it survived, but it's not. Yeah. Otterbox, right. Yeah. But it's not going to survive all your slides into third base. Let's go. Let's get it done.
I do love the idea of the umpire just confiscating the phone as if he's an eighth grade teacher and you're texting in the front row.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take this from you, Rodolfo.
Oh, Ray Fittipaldo.
He could have gone all Cale Gundy on it. And
this is it's something. But again, it gets back to this. It is innocent. It's fun. We laugh about it. It's not so serious. But really, only the Pirates.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're all so many men all over Major League Baseball have slid into third base so many times during this year. If you were to say there's going to be one team where a guy's going to forget his freaking cell phone in his pocket pregame, and it's going to fly out and bounce across the dirt, which team would it be? Never in a million years do you say the Red Sox. You don't say the Rays. You don't say the Angels or the Rockies.
There is a
great, it only fits as the Pirates.
There is a great old story from the 70s, I want to say it is. There was a guy who played for the Tigers, Gates Brown, and he was called on to pinch hit, and he had hot dogs in the dugout, a pair of hot dogs, ketchup, mustard, everything. Called on to pinch hit, like, hey, get out on the on-deck circle. He's not supposed to have food in the dugout. It's like a rule. Shoves them in his shirt, hits a ball, I don't know, to the gap or down the right field line or whatever, chugs into second, dives into second, and gets up, and there's ketchup and mustard all over his jersey. I remember reading this story years ago. It's still out there on, like, cut4@MLB.com. So, crazy things have happened before, but never an iPhone.
Yeah, just wild, wild. I just get a laugh out of it. It's hilarious. Get Money coming up in just a couple minutes. What do we learn from a moment where everybody is talking about and it's blasted all over everywhere, a viral moment involving sportsmanship in Little League Baseball? You can't have anything negative to say about this, can you? There can't be someone out there with something negative to say about it. Twitter poll coming up before the hour is out as well, and we're just fascinated by this eBay account, totally fascinated by it. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let me tell you about Window Nation right now, right? Window Nation there for you all the time. Listen, they got a back-to-school savings right now as we've now drifted into the month of August. Get two free windows with every two that you buy with 0% interest until 2025. That's like free scholarship money. Use it towards your kids' school supplies. Treat yourself. Take that money. Go on a trip. Because Window Nation savings will keep on coming. Temperatures, they soar. So do your energy bills with old, inefficient windows. Stay cool. Lower those bills. Raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Window Nation has expertly installed over 1 million windows, rewarding and increasing value in over 150,000 homes. 866-90-NATION. That's the number. It's 866-90-NATION. Check it out. Go to the website, and that's what you're going to need to do. You're going to want to do. You're going to go to the website and see all that Window Nation offers. It's windownation.com, so go check it out today. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Hello to you. And let me tell you to join Kiki from Whammo 107.3 at the original Mattress Factory in store, Aspinwall, right there off on Freeport Road. It's at the foot of the Highland Park Bridge. You know where it is. Not on the city side, the Aspinwall side, right there on Freeport Road. 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, collecting backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS event August 22nd, but they're going to be there Saturday collecting backpacks, so join Whammo right there. All right, why don't we get to Get Money? Let's go.
Get money, get money, get money.
Get money, get money, get money, get money. Sometimes we put our picks on Twitter, sometimes we don't, but Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. What do you have there, Crowley, for Get Money, Get Money? What are you going to tell people to pick today?
Oh, a little preseason football tomorrow. We won't have a Get Money segment, so I wanted to get this in. The Ravens just never lose in the preseason. But the Tennessee Titans at +3.5. Malik Willis getting some run. I think he's going to run around. Preseason seems like a good chance for him to play hero ball a little bit. So I like the Titans +3.5. Probably lose the game, but Titans +3.5 going on the road to Baltimore.
A little preseason football. Man, a lot of action on preseason football.
I like
football.
The over there, too. 31.5.
Yeah, baby.
All right, what do you got points there, Chris?
I got a parlay for you, kids. A baseball parlay. Former Pitt Panther product TJ Zoit getting his first major league start. Not with the team that drafted him in 2016, the Blue Jays, but instead with the Cincinnati Reds, who are at The Mets have won, what, like 14 to 16? We're not betting necessarily on the Reds to win the game. But I think TJ, after getting claimed off the Reds and doing some work down in Louisville over the past month, is going to do well. 3.63 ERA and 5 starts for the Redbirds before being called, or not the Redbirds, but Louisville, before being called up by Cincy. Anyway, Cincy first half plus 1.5. So Cincy first half on the run line. And then take the Marlins to actually score some runs, because they haven't at all in the last week and a half. They're going up against Syndergaard, who didn't have a great first start in Philly last week. Miami over 3.5 on the team total. Parlay those two together. Cincy first half run line, Miami over 3.5. You'll get 3-1 money.
All right, Dorn?
Yeah, I'm with Crowley. There's 2 preseason games tomorrow night. Giants-Patriots, 7 p.m. Titans-Ravens, 7:30 p.m. I'm parlaying the Patriots, who is plus 2.5, and the Titans, who, like Crowley said, is plus 3.5. Odds are 264, plus 264 together. Bet $20, you can win $52. Take a chance. Parlay. Even though the Pats don't have coordinators, I like that parlay.
All right, there it is. All right, day baseball. I love day baseball because, as I always say, you can find out if you're done betting very early. You can find out if you want to bet a lot of things as you move through, and it's only, 4 o'clock or so, and you're ready for the day. That being said, bet the first 2 baseball games and bet both bet the Mets and Milwaukee. The Mets will beat the Reds. Milwaukee will beat the Rays. Take both home teams there, parlay them together, and bang, you got some coin for tonight. So the Mets will beat the Reds, Milwaukee will beat the Rays. The first 2 games played, bang, move on through your Wednesday. We'll continue to move on through our Wednesday. Ray Fittipaldo, he joins at 8 o'clock, and it is Wednesdays with Whaley. Oh, midweek morning mouth off I need to tell you about. That's coming your way at 7:45 every Wednesday around 7:45. Get ready for the fans' midweek morning mouth off. Each week we put a topic out there. Take rapid-fire calls. Best take on the topic. The best one wins a live casino prize pack that includes a branded medium tote, hand towel, coaster set, all kinds of stuff from Live Casino in Greensburg. 7:45 today. Question is this. Is Heinz Field a good football venue? What do you like? What don't you like about it? Heinz Field, because you're going to start to make your way back in there on Saturday. Is Heinz Field a good football venue? Yes or no? Why or why not? We talk about that at 7:45 with the midweek morning mouth off. But first, Crowley tells us something.
I am going to tell you a little bit about the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend. The Bet Parks app has Pittsburgh sports fans covered for football season. Bet on the Pro Football League champion. The black and gold pays $8,000 on a $100 wager if they win at all. How about preseason football this Saturday? The Pittsburgh team, 3.5-point home favorites against Seattle. Geno Smith going to be starting for Seattle. Join me right now. Bet all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded in site credit. Sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. He joins. Acrisure, Heinz Field, all the same thing to me. I'm not going to make a conscious effort to like steadfastly say, it's Heinz Field. It'll always be Heinz Field. But the flip side is I'm not going to make a conscious effort to always say AccraSure either. Like, there's no malice or intent one way or the other with me.
I agree.
Is that fair?
That's very fair.
It's definitely fair. I heard Pat Bostick on a podcast last week, and he said he's going to try really hard never to get it wrong, but he says he feels for Billy Hillgrove. I, too, feel for Billy Hillgrove because he's got to set the scene all the time, and you know that's not going to be easy on the old man.
He's a pro.
Yeah, it's
pro's
just
pro. He'll have no problem with
when it. When I say Heinz Field, like I said in the previous segment, I don't say it because I'm like some stickler for it's always Heinz Field, or like go buy one of those shirts. It'll always be Heinz Field to me. Although I recommend going and buying one of those. Those are great shirts. Mm-hmm. But it's just like it's just not that it's not a it doesn't register for me. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna call it Heinz more often than not, just out of instinct and habit. But occasionally I'll disgustingly with myself call it AccraSure because I'll remember that that's what it's called.
I'll probably end up calling it the football stadium.
Yeah.
Just to alleviate
things. Yeah.
Just down at the stadium.
I mean, I still say Oakland Raiders.
I say PNC Park, and I'll never refer to that as the stadium, but I'll refer to the football stadium as the stadium.
Yep.
So there you go. All right. There can't be any. It's a put on and you're trying too hard. And everybody's seen this viral moment, right? You got these Little League teams, Little League World Series trip on the line, Southwest Region Championship game. You got this team from Pearland, Texas, playing this team from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kid gets ear flapped. I mean, he does. He goes down in a heap. And so he dusts himself off. He goes to first base. The pitcher that hit him and was up around the head, I mean, he got him. He's crying out on the mound. So the kid from first base that took his base, take your base, son. He goes and he's standing there, and he sees that the kid, the pitcher's shaken up by this. So he walks over to the mound, and he says, hey, you're doing great, kid. It's okay. I understand. Mistakes happen. And they hug. There's probably some outliers out there, some people that, back in my day, or come on, you're playing for a championship. And I'm sure that there's comments like that on social media. But aren't you just trying too hard to be a jerk if you don't see the pureness in this? I always try to look at things from all angles and say, I can see where if somebody doesn't see it my way. And I think we should do that in all things in life. I can't see if someone doesn't see it my way here. It's just pure sportsmanship.
Pure sportsmanship. I mean, I watched that clip a bunch of times, and I was just like, wow, you know, those kids get it. The kid saw that the pitcher was shaken up, went over there, consoled him, was like, you know what, hey man, you're playing great. I know you didn't mean to do it. We're here trying to win. We're here trying to play baseball. We're also kids as well. So I just loved every bit of that moment. That's real sportsmanship.
There will be hard asses though. Oh, I can't believe
if they're not out already.
Yeah. For kids against young kids. They were probably 13
Have
years old.
Have you been on social media?
Well, 12, yeah.
The Barstool jackass already did that.
Who?
The president guy.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
He's a good dude.
I can pull it up. This guy's such a
the
piece
Portnoy
of trash.
Guy.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
He's a piece of garbage.
No, I wasn't. I just
so
it,
he
it doesn't surprise me.
So he went now. Here's the thing. Okay, not surprising, but is that a put on for likes and for hits and for attention, or is that a true opinion?
Here's what he said, and this is for attention, 100%. This isn't good sportsmanship. It's dumb. You got this kid on the ropes, and he's rattled. Trip to Williamsport on the line. You can't play patty cakes after. As far as the pitcher goes, that's your plate.
Yeah, that's for likes and attention. You can't honestly feel like that. If you do, you're a demon. Like, you can't feel like that is a moment where at 12 years old where, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. Like, I didn't see that live, but as soon as I saw it on social media and it come across social media, I rewound it probably 10 times and said, all right, am I missing anything here? Because I'm always a skeptic. I am, with all these viral moments and different things. And would this occur if it wasn't a televised game? I said to myself, yeah, I'm sure it would if there was no one there. Okay, is the guy trying to self-serve, the kid that is on first base? No, I don't think he is. I think he's just being a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is there more to it? Like, is he trying to, you know, is there something that's deeper in this? No. Is he being a wuss? Is this the trophy, everybody gets a trophy society? No. It's on TV right now. This is just a pure moment that, unfortunately, we can't have pure moments anymore because there are so many moments that aren't pure that ruin it like this.
It's just a visceral reaction from the kid on the mound. I mean, you don't want to drill another kid in the head with a fastball.
Right.
And he cries. He's not some great actor out there. It's not Macaulay Culkin. I don't know why he came to mind out there on the mound. Drills a kid in the head and, no, look at me, I'm going to cry. No, he felt bad.
This is just a byproduct of the whole bleep your feelings thing that people feel like they can get away with now. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, you're shaking up because you hit a man up, Johnny. Come on. It's the purest form of, like you said, Colin, sportsmanship. It's the purest form of competition, Little League Baseball, because they're still playing for something that is enormous. Think about when you're 12, 13 years old. And, you know, now it's even bigger because there's an opportunity to play on national worldwide television. And these regional games get televised and everything. Yet they're still playing with the pure joy that comes of competing. And this kid is still with it enough. That kid is going to be a better human than Dave Portnoy by about 10,000% someday, regardless of what his friggin' bank account says.
There's no really reason to yell and scream. I mean, you don't have to get mad about it. But
I can if I want to.
You can, but I don't. I mean, the thing is with this Portnoy guy, it's not even worth going back at him, because if you do, then you get 9 million people in your mentions who are fake tough guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part I don't understand. Why I don't understand how people don't go back at him more and fight a bully like him.
Oh, I mean, because you do get inundated with all those stoolhead jackwagons. Like, if I ever bring up Portnoy, I'll throw a little asterisk in there in the middle of his name so that people can't name search and then come to his defense. You think, though, that these Chinese
Taipei
kids...
Sometimes I get that guy's sense of humor. But I just think there's some times where you just have to lay off of things.
Right. He's playing into the character of what he perceives his followers to want, which is this hard-ass tough guy.
Why is everybody making it about him, though? This isn't about him. He's making it about him. Now this story is circulating, and now it's about Dave Portnoy and why he's on the other side of things. Like, get out of here, Dave Portnoy. I mean, this is the truest form of sports. This is sportsman. There's no way that kid knew that he was on national TV. He knew he probably was on TV, but he didn't really think about him being on TV and going to do that act that he did. That was pure from his heart. That was pure sportsmanship, and that was awesome to see. That gives me hope for the future of sports with young people doing stuff like that.
Yeah, and just above and beyond sportsmanship, humanity.
Yes.
I mean, the kid was just being a good person.
Yeah, no, I think it was a great moment. It was would I have done it? I don't know. I don't know if I'd have walked up to that kid. That's another thing. Like in your shoes, I don't know if I would have done that as standing there on first base.
I know I wouldn't have had the wherewithal at that age to think that way and to do that, and that's why it's even more impressive to me.
I would have gave him like a thumbs up. I would have stand there and been like, I'm good. Hey, you're good. I'm good. I'm good. We're good. There you go.
Yeah, these Chinese Taipei kids though, they ain't doing that. They're out there to win. That's why they're going to win this thing.
Baseball machines.
They are.
What?
They are baseball machines, Colin. Get it together, kids.
Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes. Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. Midweek morning mouth off. Don't forget, is the football stadium a good venue or not? That's going to be the question. We go over that at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. All right, midweek morning mouth off. What's the question, Crowley? Midweek morning mouth off, 7:45? Because I don't want to say the wrong stadium.
Yeah, it's Acrisure Stadium these days, I've been told. Let me pull up the exact wording here.
Verbiage, yeah, if you will.
We don't want to get the verbiage wrong. Okay. Call in, give your best take, 412-928-9370. Is Acrisure Stadium, formerly Heinz Field, a good football venue?
Okay. That's
nice way to handle it.
Great way to handle it. That's coming up at 7:45. Before this hour is out, I'm going to give away, this is incredible, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett tickets. And that's coming up in 2 days from now, that concert is. It is also sold out. And it's at PNC Park. Did you know they're playing at PNC Park? Wow. So I'll give those away in before this hour's out. But right now, let's give away the results of the Twitter poll. Come on. Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. How much of the first preseason game against Seattle will you watch? None, a little, the vast majority, or every single snap? 38% of you, that was the winner, said a little bit. 26.2% of you said the vast majority. 21% said none. And 14.8% said every single snap. I must admit, I will watch every single snap of this game. And not just because of what I do, but I have a definite intrigue as to the first snap all the way until the last snap of this football game.
Yeah, because quarterbacks, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. Not just the quarterbacks, the linebacker rotation, what's going on with some of the offensive linemen, and if they stick with people who are hot, all of that. And what receivers are going to play toward the end of the game, who's catching punts, all of it.
Connor Hayward.
If the punter can punt. I mean, I got a lot of questions.
What?
Pomp CW reads.
Yeah, Pomp CW reads. Canada's offense. Like, what kind of offense is he going to put out there?
All of it.
There's a lot of stuff.
Today's daily Twitter poll. In light of Rodolfo Castro's antics, what's the most used function on your cell phone? Texting, making or taking calls, web browsing, or other? 52.2% of you say web browsing. 33.6% of you say texting. 5.8% of you say making or taking calls, and 8.4% of you say other. Which lends to this. Why is it called a cell phone if it's the last thing you do is phone? Really? Thoughts?
Do you like talking on the phone?
I hate talking.
I hate talking on the phone. Despise it. I will text somebody right after they call me. Be like, only call me if it's a serious emergency. Like, do not call me.
I called Cale Berger yesterday and left him a voicemail, and he called me a boomer.
For leaving a voicemail?
We don't do that anymore, apparently. By the way, I forgot to throw this in there. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
Well, thank you so very much. What happened to you at the park yesterday, Crowley? You want to get off your chest here?
Oh, boy. My daughter and I, we go to the park every day that it's nice. So she can run around. She's a brave young girl. She loves the big slides. But she always gravitates to girls who are older than her. So she's hanging out with all these kids. And what happens is I try to stay on one side of the playground, watch her, enjoy my peace, enjoy my daughter growing up right in front of my eyes. But what happens is I got to make small talk with the parents. And then there's awkward moments where my kid picks up a stick and I'm afraid she's going to impale the other kid. So you're talking to the parents. And I just want it to be me. I don't want it to be small talk with the other parents. I need help with this. What do I do so that I can stay to myself and not talk to these parents?
Well, you also, here's the balance. Here's a real tough balance. A big move in any other social situation is burying your head in the phone. But you can't do that at the park because then you're the bad parent who's not paying attention to your kid looking in the phone. So that one goes out. You can't do that, right? A move is there property in which you can kind of go off to the side yourself but still be close enough?
Yeah, what I try to do is I try to be on one bench, and then the other parents are hopefully on another bench. And then that way there's a little bit of distance. I will never openly engage the conversation, typically. Usually it's them that rope me in.
What about trying to give the other kids candy and a ride in your van?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'll distance them real fast.
Oh. That's true.
You'll have the park to yourself.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
And then my child may be taken away.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't think.
You find a bench, like you said, where you can be the only one on the bench, right? You plant yourself in the middle of the bench. And then hopefully it's far enough away that the other parents aren't too inclined to kickstart conversations. If they do, though, back in the day when I dealt with this, when my kids were young and going to the park, it would be just short answers. Yeah, you don't want to be too impolite, but you also don't want to drag things out.
Question, though. You live in Mount Lebanon, I don't mean to be too forward, but aren't there pleasant-looking moms there?
Colin, it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah, right?
See, that's a great point.
I mean, come on. You live in Mount Lebanon. You don't live in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Let's go.
Now, I'm not actively seeking out these attractive young moms. However,
you can carry on a conversation with them.
Well, I'm one eye on my daughter, the other eye maybe a couple benches over. That's all.
So you're not interested in talking to them. You just want to leer at them.
Not leering, a little peep here and there.
I kind of use the stern voice, but in a good way. I'm like, listen, you guys are going to play for 20 minutes. You guys are playing for 20 minutes, and then we're going to go get ice cream after that.
And then no one wants to talk to you.
No, I don't mean to give you parenting advice, but the key to the park is this. You have to tell her, you have to give a two-minute or five-minute warning. Yeah, that's a big move.
You can't just up and
drag
off your child.
And another move, too, is not just a time thing. Do your favorite thing two more times. That's a big one.
We've got to the negotiation phase, too.
Because they can't understand time. Time's a phony construct anyway.
She says, I'll say five more minutes, and she'll put up her hand. How many is that?
Right. No, no. Yep. You say, do your favorite thing two more times. So if it's the slide, if it's the swing a couple times. Now, are you a push on the swing guy?
Big push on the swing guy. The swing's actually the worst because if there's someone on the swing next to you, you are trapped. You have to talk to the other parent because the kids are going to start going back and forth. And you do, oh, yeah, what's your name, sweetie? That whole crap.
I was on doing the swings this – oh, well, it would have been a couple years ago. Well, my kids, they were like nine. Right? And they were just like older kids that still wanted to go to the park.
Yeah.
Guy next to me, he had his hair pulled back in a ponytail. Like, he was real, like, crunchy, earthy, nature-y kind of guy.
Asked you to post for photos or something?
No.
Okay.
Went at me why I didn't have a mask on in the park.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
during the pandemic.
Goodness.
And I go, my man. And we're two outside. Swings away. And I said, and there was, like, no sign. It wasn't a requirement.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I acted like I didn't hear him the first time. The second time, he asked, like, very sternly. And I was just like, hey, you do you, I'll do me. Like,
my etiquette always with a mask was, if I'd feel comfortable cracking a fart where they can't smell it, I don't have to wear a mask.
It was very
baseline.
It was very uncomfortable, and he also asked me why my kids didn't have it on.
Oh my goodness, I'm leaving.
So bizarre. I think I told the story on the air too, and it was just like, because I first acted like I didn't hear him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch your interactions. What you do need to find is a regular at the park.
Oh, yeah. Well, we met one at the library.
Okay.
And my wife exchanged numbers because my wife's the opposite. Right. She wants to meet other parents so that we can have parent friends. And I'm like, I got enough friends. I don't need any more.
I don't need to watch multiple
kids at one time. No way.
I don't need more responsible friends, sweetie.
That's right.
I need more irresponsible friends.
I mean, Chris,
going up to Oakland later to meet some college kids I can hang out and bong beers with.
Yeah. Is there any more forward response, Chris, than I got enough friends? You're a jerk.
Oh, man.
He just said flat out, I got enough friends, which I can understand, and I'm actually with you on. But publicly saying it's a tough sell.
Oh, how'd you guys meet? Yeah, my wife exchanged numbers at the park. We have one thing in common. We reproduced. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I got enough friends. Oh, goodness. Top of the hour, a trade in the works for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Could it happen? Does it make sense? I don't know. Who knows? Tickets, by the way. Don't miss Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, PNC Park. The stadium tour. It's this Friday, August 12th. It's sold out, but we'll give you the tickets. 12th caller, 412-928-9370. Fan weather right now, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join them for the first responder in 2023 Corvette Z06 Tour. It's August 10th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.